It's the place you go when you finish your show. We're your two best friends. Our names are Max and Ben. We're self-proclaimed television experts. It's Reality Alert.
Now that's what I call an episode of Love is
Blind.
Woo-wee. That was hot, hot, hot.
Just at the beginning of October, too, right in time for spooky season, we have ourselves a stalker.
Yeah, I mean, I thought that music was appropriate for Paul, but we have a new we have a new psycho on the loose here. I love his blind.
You know, it's like just when you think the season can't get any better, and then we get this.
Yeah, more unhinged than ever before. And at the end, when she was doing those confessionals, she had the scary eyes.
Oh,
boy.
Really frightening. Yeah.
Scary stuff.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God.
I mean, it's things are starting to make a lot more sense now. We had a lot of questions earlier on in this season, and now things are becoming a lot more clear.
Yeah, she's scaring me.
She's really frightening. Yeah.
I love it. It's the best casting ever.
Yeah. I'm sure she would just say, I'm really passionate. I'm just really passionate. Right?
That's
she's just passionate.
Yes.
It's like Paul was passionate. Just like Ted Bundy was passionate.
I just opened a drawer and I went through your... I just opened a drawer. I opened a pocket. I opened your Instagram account. I opened your messages. I was just...
I unencrypted your emails.
I
hacked into your computer. It's not a big deal. I hacked your cloud. It's fine.
Yes, but I didn't go through your stuff. I hacked. It's different.
I hacked. It's completely different.
Come on. I guess you play stupid, too. It's like, we've seen you use a microscope and talk about rocks. We know you're not dumb.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know what that is. I don't know Instagram's algorithm.
That was the look on her face when he confronted her about it. Right on the spot was just so priceless, because it was exactly what you would think it would be. Just first being really caught off guard, then trying to decide, should I deny it or should I accept that I've been caught? Oh my God, you could just see the wheels turning in her mind.
Yes, and her saying that she doesn't know Instagram's algorithm fucking cracked me up too. Algorithm, I don't know what Instagram does.
Yeah, like she was claiming that because she knew Uche on Instagram, that all these people were being suggested to her as friends. So naturally, as you do when you see those people being suggested to you on Instagram, you go and you look at every single story of theirs for the next 3 months.
And you watch their
stories
for weeks on end.
Yeah. It's also funny that she didn't know that people can see when you watch their stories. That's also kind of funny.
No, she did know. She wanted to intimidate them. Yes. It's called intimidation, Ben. She's a fucking stalker, okay? The intimidating kind.
Yikes.
Major yikes. Come on. Well, before we get into things, I just want to let everyone know right after this, or maybe tomorrow, probably right after this, we're going to be recording this week's Patreon bonus episode, which not only features us going to an AMA that Uche did on Instagram, where he talks more about how he knows about how Lydia followed him and other questions about Lydia, which we're going to talk about. We did some screen grabs, so it's going to be fun to talk about that. We found out, this go around on social media, that there was a couple that made it to Mexico, and not just to Mexico. They made it to the altar on Love is Blind, but the production removed them from the show. This has never happened before. Usually Love is Blind eliminates couples.
They were, during production, a featured couple.
They made it to the altar. There is literally a wedding certificate. We have the image. It's been going around. So we are not going to talk about this on this episode. We are only talking about it on our Patreon. It's only $5 a month. Yes. You go to patreon.com/realityalert. You get a bonus episode per week. You support this wonderful podcast. We don't have ads. It's a great thing for you to do to support local artists, you know, doing
and they
our
were
thing.
They were in this episode too.
You'll never know. It was probably Johnny and Chris. You know?
yeah.
Definitely anyway, we're talking about patreon.com/realityalert. We're talking about things coming up on social media. We're talking about some awards we're giving at, and we're giving our predictions for the rest of the week. So head on over there. Going to the episode, we continue this Aaliyah and Uche scene. My girlfriend Maria pointed out that it was funny that Aaliyah was wearing what she called, Maria called, "Here Comes the Bride White." You know, she wanted to show Uche, "This is what I look like in white. Think about marrying me."
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
I didn't either.
She's giving like the subliminals of
yes,
like this is white. How you could see me as your future wife.
Yes.
Yeah.
She took a piece of cake. She shoved it in his face. You know, she threw rice up in the air. She did like the whole thing. She had an organist in the restaurant.
It was weird when her father sat her down at the table. Yes. It was strange.
Yeah.
Why was there a priest there? I still don't understand. It's just
the whole thing is very interesting. Yeah, the priest was talking not like normal priest does when he was like, "Now is the time to find out if love is truly blind," you know.
And would you like any sides with that?
So Aaliyah says she got a lot more information from Lydia than she did from Uche. And Uche said he didn't want to bad talk someone you were becoming friends with, but I should have been more forthcoming. He reveals that a couple weeks after they started dating, Lydia was doing things to invade his privacy, so he broke things off with her. Apparently, she kept texting him and seemed remorseful. So they started dating again, and he started receiving messages from people with screenshots of her Instagram profile. And the people would say that she had been looking at their Instagram profiles for weeks now. So Lydia had been keeping tabs on the people that Uche followed on Insta.
Yeah. Yeah. Alarming.
Very alarming. Now,
and immediately the first thought I had, and I'm sure the first thought most people had, was she followed him onto the show. Like, there's no, if she's willing to go that those lengths with stalking him outside of the show, then she did follow him on. And that's because these things aren't just purely coincidental. They're not.
Yes. Now, I was like, this is bad enough, but apparently Lydia also drove over to Uche's house, took a picture of his driveway, and texted it to him and said, "I see you." So then he stopped talking to her, but then Uche felt bad because she was going through a loss, so he kept talking to her, and when she started doing better, he broke it off again, and he didn't bring it up because he didn't want to bring up the past, but now he thinks that he should have. Well, yeah. Do you know what my thought was, Ben?
Huh.
So she's invading his privacy, being really sketchy. She's clearly full of red flags, but he keeps seeing her, right? All I can think is the sex must have been really good, right?
I was just about to say that.
Yeah, it's just
the sex was really good.
The sex was really good. The sex was bomb.
Because why would he keep going back to this?
Yeah, we're probably going to be kissing a lot.
Yep, it was just
You know, the whole thing with her texting the photo of his house too. Maybe she just thinks it's a really nice house.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. Maybe she just, you know, likes to drive by because she likes the house. I don't know. Yeah.
And she's happy to see him.
It was purely coincidental that she saw him in the window as she was driving through the neighborhood. You know, she maybe takes that as a back route to her other place, and she just saw him. And you know, we don't know the inflection of the tone of the text. It could have been like, "I see you."
Maybe Uche is making all of this up.
Yeah, it could be. I don't know.
Aaliyah says, "I didn't care about the past. I was just curious why you were so concerned about her and Milton's situation." Which I think is also very reasonable.
Yeah.
She also found out that she also reveals that that Lydia did know that Uche was going to be there before Uche got there. Lydia
knew. That's really scary. Yeah.
And Lydia said maybe they planned to do it together.
I'm like, well, damn, if y'all wanted to go on TV, y'all should have done the ultimatum.
I just don't know why Aaliyah still wants to stay in this relationship with Uche after all of this. Like, wouldn't you want to try and distance yourself as far as you could from Lydia? I mean, you are making yourself a victim numero uno on Lydia's list right now.
He writes poetry. He used to write poetry. He used to play guitar.
That's true. Those are two cool used tos.
Is successful. They've talked a lot behind a wall.
He talks with large gaps in between each word.
Yes. He's very condescending. He has a temper. I've run out of things to talk to describe Uche.
Yeah, that's pretty much the big six. Yep.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He did have a good point, though. He was like, how would we have, like, planned to come on the show together, like all of our friends then would have pretended not to know each other. Like, it wouldn't have worked if we both planned to go on the show together. It would have had to been too big a conspiracy.
If anything, the only way Uche could have been involved was that he fucked up by saying it to her once, that, oh yeah, I'm going into the casting process for Love is Blind, and then that tipped her off to do it too. That's the only thing that could have happened.
It would be cool if they both planned to go on the show together and do this whole thing and get like their families and their friends involved. Then it was a whole conspiracy. That would be sick.
For future people casting, I know they're casting for a few cities right now. Try and do that. I think it'd be a lot of fun.
So basically what it comes down to is Uche says that he saw his things in his parents' marriage that made the experiment look like musical chairs, but his parents never abandoned each other, Ben.
Now, does he mean that to say musical chairs is a bad thing or a good thing?
I think a trivial thing, Ben.
Oh.
Like an easy little game.
I don't think it's trivial.
I think it's very difficult.
Musical chairs is a very fun and strategic game.
Yeah, it's serious. Yeah, you got to time it out. You got to walk slow or walk fast, just like marriage.
And always keep one hand on that chair so you can
cheat. Yeah. And you got to butt bump people out of the way. You can't just hope you're going to get. You got to fucking use that ass.
You got to twerk your way to the
just
wind.
Like life. You got to use that ass.
Yep.
Apparently, Aaliyah followed him, then unfollowed him. Then she sent him a voice message, then blocked him. Then she finally unblocked him. Is it just me or does this sound like the Aaliyah that we know?
I was just gonna say he has a type, and that type is people who are unhinged on Instagram.
Yeah. I'm like, Aaliyah, you already left me like looking like an Anna's TV show, even though you're saying you want to marry me. And now it's like blocked, unblocked, blocked, unblocked, blocked, snip, snip, snap, snip, snap.
Who knows if she even deleted that voice one? Because sometimes don't they just like fade away after 24 hours? I don't know. Instagram super.
Yeah.
Well,
who knows? Uche says you keep saying you left because of Lydia, but the real reason you left is because you didn't have confidence in me and you didn't have confidence in the relationship. It's over between us.
But by proxy, that's because of Lydia too. Yeah. So what are we saying here, Uche?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I see both sides. I think Aaliyah was smart to get out of there.
Absolutely.
But I think her expecting that Uche would still be like, let's get...
Oh, yeah, that's ridiculous. She was smart to get out of there, but she was not smart to try and rekindle things.
Yeah, be like, oh, yeah, let's get married.
Yeah.
I still want to marry you. Come on, let's make it work.
I got the priest right here.
Yeah.
He's about to bring us dessert.
Yeah, I'm like, what? I'm like, yeah, I respect the way they both feel about it.
Yeah, yeah. It's a fucked up situation. Hey, whatever Lydia did, it worked. Mission accomplished.
Good job, Lydia.
It worked, didn't it? I think she got what she wanted.
She's good.
She is.
That's good. That's so good.
Yeah. Yeah,
Uche
doesn't want to love her anymore. He doesn't want to show her how to stay on a TV show. She didn't even come to the fucking rooftop party.
She should have. That would have been fun.
I know. Show up.
Let's get the conference room going.
Yeah, we want everybody.
Lydia, Uche, Milton, and Aaliyah, please.
Yeah, we want everybody in the fucking room.
And you know what? Let's get Judge Judy in there too. I'm sure Netflix could pull a few strings, get her in there.
Come on. Stacy and Izzy, this scene was good.
When we
get over to Izzy's house.
Oh, yes.
You said it was a very Hobby Lobby house.
Oh, great. We're going to have another Bartiz discussion, aren't we?
Yeah. That's the second I thought. I was like, oh, God. It looked like a set almost. I was like, is this really his apartment?
Yeah. it is like, I will say, I thought to myself, I don't know if he decorated this. Was it his mom? Like, it had to have been his mom
or
right?
production. I don't know. It was like very clean. I don't know.
The very live, laugh, love. Aesthetics of the house was very bizarre.
The flowers on the wall, the fake flowers, it was very strange. Why were there shoes on the bed? It's like everything was so clean and there was just a pair of shoes out on the bed.
Yeah, well, as we've learned from Love is Blind, no outdoor clothes should ever be on any bed. So
he was trying to send messages to Stacy, I felt like, even though he was claiming out too. So what was he sending her by shoes on the bed? He's like, I'm a shoes on the bed kind of guy, you know.
Yeah.
I'm gonna walk all over you. That's what he was probably saying.
Yeah. He also had like all these condoms on the bed, and he had all these panties, and he didn't know whose they were. It was crazy.
What's up with him not needing a nightstand? He doesn't need water ever. He doesn't.
I guess not. That's weird.
No nightstand.
I gotta have a
nightstand. I don't think he lives in this apartment, Ben. It's not a real apartment. It's a fucking staged. They're selling the apartment. It's a staged apartment. Nobody lives there.
Maybe he freaked out because, you know, she's you know, wealthy, and
he's homeless.
He has to make the appearance that he can make enough to support her luxury vacations to Monaco or the moon or wherever.
Yeah.
And so he in a panic, you know, Airbnb'd this luxury apartment for a day or two. That's the only logical explanation.
Yes. And he puts together, and so he shows off his lost and found to Stacy. This isn't a red flag at all, right, Ben?
Oh, boy.
Every guy's got a lost and found. You know, you got to keep your trinkets from the ladies that you bed.
Yeah.
And he claims he doesn't know who the items belong to. Somehow this was worse
than Milton's Playboy and Hustler collection in his bathroom. Somehow Izzy topped it. Yeah.
those don't belong to anyone. That's just weird. It's like the internet exists. It's like, why do you have magazines?
Why do you have
this?
This is weirder, though.
Why are you showing them off to your fiance? Why do you have them at all? It's creepy.
Yeah.
Why do you keep them? Why do you keep trinkets?
Yeah, weird. Really weird. I get her frustration here because it's like, you knew I was going to be here today touring the apartment for the cameras. You knew this was going to be on TV and you left this here. Why? To brag that you fuck a lot? What is it? What's the reason?
He says he likes to be raw with everything, which is what you really like to hear from a new sexual partner.
Yeah. Well, if he likes to be raw with everything, then why are there condoms in that?
I don't understand. He is a very complicated guy. He just wants her to take him who he is, a fuckboy, okay?
I mean, she was right on the money when she said that. she said, look, like, what do you want me to think about you, that you're a fuck boy?
He's like, no, just I want you to know who I was before you. She's like, okay, an asshole? Like, what are we doing with this?
Yeah.
So I shouldn't have to throw things away. It's like, yeah, you shouldn't have had, but that's the thing. He shouldn't have had them to begin with. It's weird.
Yeah, it's really weird.
And then he's claiming to not know who they belong to. You know who they belong to.
It's like, you know what it is? It's like when a fuckboy keeps trophies.
They are literally trophies.
They literally are trophies.
It's not actually a lost and found. It's a trophy collection.
It's a trophy collection. Yep.
It's because the girls, they don't come back.
Nope.
And he doesn't take it and be, and they don't come back and go, oh, I left an earring here. And he doesn't go, oh, you can look in the lost and found.
Nope.
It's not a literal. It's not a literal.
It's a trophy case. It's a trophy case.
Oh my God. We knew this guy was a douche, but we didn't know the level we didn't know how
high that exceeded to. Yeah.
Let's talk about the red Solo cups and the paper plates. Stacy wonders if this comes with maturity or if this is who it is. She says she would judge him if on a first date she would serve if he would serve her dinner on plasticware. Izzy says in confessional that he comes from a different background than Stacy. I want to say my take on this. Is this okay, man?
Yes, yes.
Okay. If you're living alone and by yourself, you or even with a family, so you want to serve yourself on, you decide you want to use plasticware and stuff like that because you don't want to deal with dishes. That is great, you know.
I wholeheartedly disagree.
But I think I personally would purchase biodegradable items.
So that, well, there is the environmental effect to think of, that's for sure.
It is not so wasteful.
They say that these big companies in Houston are the ones that produce 90% of the pollution that leads to climate change, but it might also be Izzy being involved in that number. That could be the pollution coming from Houston.
I would probably get the biodegradable. It doesn't matter so much that, like, he lives alone. He's like, yeah, I don't, if he was like, I don't really want to deal with like dishes or whatever, but the fact that you have people over and you're serving them on plasticware
that you're cutting steaks with a plastic knife and a plastic fork.
Dude, you can go to the dollar store and get plates. You go to Bed Bath and Beyond, which is out of business, but a fucking place like that, and get it. It's going to end up being cheaper than repeatedly buying plasticware all of the time. It's going to be cheaper. If he can afford to live in an apartment, he can afford plates to occasionally use when you have guests. Serving a date on plasticware is tacky.
And it's I just think also it's just a straight up immature thing in general in life. And yes, anyone can do what they want to do in the privacy of their own home. But I think you better just join adulthood, Izzy, and just start buying real plates and dishes and stop with this red cup thing. You're not
the red cups makes it a lot worse too. Why is it red Solo cups? Like if it was like clear plasticware or something, I'd be like, okay, all right. But I'm like, it's red Solo cups. So it's like, well, it's like, yeah, because I play Pong every night too. I'm in a league, you know? Like, I'm like, what is happening here?
Now I want to ask a follow-up question to all this, Max. And that is, if you look in Izzy's fridge, instead of a ketchup bottle, are we going to find a bunch of ketchup packets?
Probably.
A bunch of relish packets, mustard packets, mayo packets. Does this guy do this just in general? Could he be frugal to a certain degree? Could a lot of the stuff that he gets come from DoorDash? And then he just puts it in his cupboard.
I think we would have seen that if that was the case.
Maybe, yeah, maybe.
That would have been too good to pass up on. It would have been
too good to pass up on.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I just think first date, you're really going to serve on plastic. Come on, step it up. Plates aren't, you get a plate for a dollar.
So between, in terms of preparation for cameras coming to your place, which was worse between this and Kohl's? When Cole had the flies buzzing around his toilet. And
oh, Cole's was definitely worse.
But this is creepier. This is weirder, I would.
You're right. You're right. Cole didn't have a lost and found.
He did not have a trophy case. No.
Yes.
Like Cole was just laughably pathetic.
But Cole was so disgusting.
This is just like, oh, somehow grosser than the toilet with flies.
Yeah, you're right. This is worse.
Forming around it. Yeah.
Yeah. But Stacey's materialistic. She wants to eat on a plate and not have a. She doesn't want to drink out of a red Solo cup in her 30s.
I mean, both can be true, right?
But not in this circumstance.
Not in this scene.
Yes. But it's nice. He does a classic cowboy thing. When she's crying, he comes outside and he goes, "What's the line from Brokeback Mountain? I don't want to mess it up."
Oh, I can't remember it.
Well, it's like, I'm not quitting you or something.
Don't. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He does a broke back.
Oh.
Classic cowboy story.
Mm-hmm.
It's sweet. He says, I know.
And then he took her to his actual home, which was the tent right outside.
I thought it was great.
Just like Brokeback.
I love when he says, he was like, I know you don't. She says, I don't want to be here. I want to go home. I'm like, of course you don't want to be there. It's a really shitty apartment.
Yeah.
There's no plasticware. There's a creepy trophy case.
You got the creepy Hobby Lobby
for
stuff
everyone
all
who's
over
bodied.
The place. You have a sign that says this home is built on faith, family, and friends.
So if he was still in college, I would be like, well, it's douchey, but you know, he's like 22. Like,
yeah,
you know,
he's a kid.
Hopefully he'll grow out of it.
Yeah. No, this is weird.
He's in a frat, you know, which is a bad sign too, but hopefully he'll grow out of it.
This is weird. It's weird.
This is really weird.
We got a lot of weirdos on this cast.
It's good. It's really good.
We got JB, fucking weirdo. We got Izzy, fucking weirdo. Lydia, fucking weirdo. My Lord. It's
great casting this season.
Season of freaks. I love it.
I ain't that patient. I ain't that kind. A little bit crazy most of my life. And girl, you saved me. Don't know why, but I thank God that your love is blind.
Oh,
they said the thing. They said the thing in the song.
Gonna get me a Budweiser. Gonna watch some Love Is Blind right in the back of my pickup.
It's nice to get a little bit of Texas this season.
I know. Finally, we get some Texas in here. Yeehaw. Girl, you stalked me. Took a picture of my house.
You wore too much makeup. You looked like a rodeo clown.
We did the same rhyme.
Yeah.
This Milton and Lydia scene, we meet Lydia's mom and brother. Did you know that Lydia is a junior?
A junior?
Yes, Lydia's mom's name is junior. Lydia Senior.
Wow.
So Lydia is actually Lydia Junior. So we have to call her Lydia Junior from now on.
LJ.
LJ, yeah. Lydia All Junior. Right. The rare woman junior.
Junior. Yeah.
So we have Lydia Senior and Lydia Junior.
Yes. Very cool.
And she'll have a daughter whose name will be Trey because it'll be Lydia the Third. Yeah. There we go.
Isn't that cool? Or Milton will think of a creative way to make it like Pokemon, where it's like, well, what would be the evolution of this Pokey after the second evolution? What's the suffix for the third person?
Lydia's art, okay?
This is a holographic Lydia.
I So Milton tells Lydia's mom that Lydia Jr. makes him feel like they're little kids again. It's like, no, that's not a good thing to say when you're 24, because you're already a little kid. Lydia's brother is like, you're aware of the serious parts to marriage, though, right?
He's like, no, she plays with my toys with me, and we play Pokemon together.
Yes. And we play with my little DBJ microscope together.
And she can go really high on the swing set.
Apparently, Milton leaves towels on the floor. The coal of the season. This is bad omen for them making it to the altar.
I mean, what do you think it's covering up, though? I mean, he's got those penthouses in the bathroom, so.
Yeah, and a problem with too many erections. So, yeah. You know, you got to take one or the other. Lydia Sr. cries, and they get emotional. And Milton is like, this is weird to me compared to my family, but I've always wanted something like this. And I'm like, they're really teasing out this whole, like, unemotional Milton family thing. Yeah. I can't wait.
Yeah, I'm excited. The preview looks great for it, too.
Yeah, I'm very excited for this very unemotional. Maybe they're like a military family. I don't know the background, but I'm very excited.
Yeah, I hope they all come dressed up in army uniforms.
Yes!
It'd be so cool.
It'd be so fucking sick. Totally unemotional. Lydia Tenhut!
Still can't stop picturing Nick Cannon. I'm sorry. Dude, you can say it's military all you want. I just can't stop picturing Cannon.
I don't know what the beef is between you two, but you better grill it up and eat it. That's my favorite line from that movie.
From Drumline? Yeah.
Yeah.
My favorite part is when he drums on the other guy's drum.
Oh, that's so fucking sick.
Like, and it breaks out into a fight. They're like, fuck you.
How dare you?
That's the one thing you never do.
You broke the Sunday truce of drumming. William, Lydia's brother, says they are taking a 12-month cruise when Lydia gets pregnant, so they don't have to deal with pregnant Lydia.
Wow.
Wow. How do they know that Lydia's going to be pregnant for 12 months? That's crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy.
She's going to have a fourth trimester.
Well, they don't want to be there to have to, maybe they don't want to have to be there to babysit when the baby is born.
Too. Oh, okay.
They're just going to keep extending that cruise for like 60 years, aren't they?
Yeah.
They're just going to be those people that choose retirement on a cruise and death on a cruise, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But otherwise, it was a fine meeting, whatever. I just picked the highlights.
Yeah. We love you for doing it, Max.
Thank you. Stacy and Izzy. Okay. In confessional, Stacy says she was really mad last night, but then Izzy said he would stick around. She says she really likes how he's so macho, but then he's so soft with his emotions. Yeah. And specifically, Stacy says...
But, like, that's what is that whole, like, Zaza Zoo that brings me into him, that makes me trust him.
Zooby, zooby, zoo. Zooby, zooby, zoo.
He has that whole
Don't you dare zoo. Ever compare her to Megan Draper.
She's just like Megan Draper for
Don't
Batman.
Don't you ever compare her. Nobody can be compared to Megan.
No, Draper. I'm comparing Izzy to Megan, okay?
No, he has that no whole one zooby, can zooby, be
compared. She said it, not me. Did you miss it?
But, like, that's what is that whole, like, Zaza Zoo.
the whole Zaza
No one could compare to, as Harry Crane called her, that little sex kitten.
The little sex kitten.
Nobody could look
that whole Zaza Zoo. The whole Zaza Zoo that Izzy has. He has, like, that whole Zaza Zoo. I'm using my sexy Stacy voice. He has, like, that whole Zaza Zoo that, like, he has.
Zooby, zooby, zoo.
Zooby, zooby, zoo. Izzy is so macho.
I'm so glad we have the Zooby Zoo in our soundboard forever.
We heard Zaza Zoo, and me and Maria looked at each other. We were like, Zooby Zooby Zoo?
Zooby Zooby Zoo? Zooby, zooby, zoo?
So we meet Stacy's dad, mom, and her sisters, Chelsea and Sloan.
And their butler.
Yes.
And their seven maids.
Yes.
We met their pool boy.
and their tutors from
school. We met their helicopter pilot.
We met their fleet of horses and all their cars.
All the help we met. We met about 35 people in total.
Yeah. MTV Cribs was there filming too. Apparently Stacy's family went to France for 2 weeks, and Stacy and her sisters took an entire suitcase full of shoes, a really big one. Like, Stacy's like, yeah, but we were there for 2 weeks. I'm like, yeah, but what were you doing there for 2 weeks? Why do you need that many shoes? Are you a celebrity? Were you going to galas? Like, what was the need?
They love that lifestyle. That's all it is. They have certain demands that need to be met. That's
yeah, wild stuff.
I mean, we only like really before this, we only got a small taste of what Stacy's like, you know, her bare minimum was of you know what she's okay with in terms of finances and quote unquote luxury. But then we meet her family and we're like, oh, so it's way bigger than that. Like your bare minimum is really high for a
and then it's
people.
Funny because Izzy's like, I just got a passport and he's never been to New York or California.
Yeah, and they're all like making fun of him for it. Can you believe this idiot hasn't even been to a state in this country?
And they're like, are you even in a good financial place to travel? Because otherwise, get the fuck out of here, fucking dork.
Yeah, they're like, all, they really are all sitting, like all the shots that they got of the sisters and everything, they are harshly judging him when he didn't go to New York or California before.
He says he recently got into insurance and then left to do Love is Blind.
Yeah, yeah. Well, if he wins this $1 million prize on Love is Blind, he'll be able to pay for these nice vacations. So
yes,
it'll work out.
I love when they talk about the recent fights with their families. I'm guessing producers encourage this. They're like, talk about the fight with the family and then have the family's like, well, how do you work through that? Is it possible to work through that? Are you sure you want to get married? Because you probably can't work through this whole plasticware thing because that's really bad, Stacy. A guy with plasticware.
Talk about your fuck box, Izzy.
Yeah. Izzy said it was one of the best days he's ever had having that argument with Stacy. Stacy's like, not for me.
Not for me. One of my worst.
Because I've been to Paris and Monaco.
And then Izzy. Yeah.
Bali, Ibiza.
And then Izzy was like, but you should have seen the look on her face when she saw that box.
Yeah.
You should have seen the look on her face.
She was like, damn, I need to step my fuck game up, you know, if I want to compete with all these women. That's why I showed it to her. I mean, I was just being raw. Stacy says she knows when things are rough because she's seen something collapse. Are her parents divorced? Is that what was going on? I think her parents, she said she was, I think she might have said she's going to her dad's place. I think her parents might be divorced.
Oh, so this guy that's here is the stepfather.
No, I think it's her dad.
Oh.
But I think her parents are divorced and her mom was visiting.
But they got together for the show. I think. Yeah.
I wasn't paying 100% attention, but she was crying about something collapsing.
Maybe reservations at Nobu fell through or something.
I don't know.
Maybe she was talking about the crash in 2008, the stock market crash. I don't know. Yeah. It could have been that.
You know they have offshore accounts and they were fine. Stacy's dad in confessional says he can tell that Stacy is really into his emotionally, but... he's like, Stacy is into the finer things in life and wants the guy to pay for dinner. So I don't know. Yeah. I'm just being realistic here. Which, you know, maybe it's good that her dad is being a little realistic about it in confessional.
I mean, it's one thing to, how do I put this? I guess it's good that he's alerting Izzy to what she expects. Now, is it a fair expectation in a relationship? I personally don't think so. But I see what he's doing, though.
But I think the way that he said some of these things are really weird, Ben.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
like this classic line.
Sometimes love wants to fly first class.
Are you going to be able to pay for first class tickets for my daughter on every flight? Because otherwise I cannot give you my blessing, Mr. Izzy.
That was a little concerning. Yeah. First class is expensive. It's expensive. Yeah.
He also says basically like, I love her to death, but all she does is take, you know, she fucking needs a lot of shit. I've had to give it to her all her fucking life. You know, I really like her, but she has champagne yeah. fucking taste and I can't do anything fucking about it. You know, she's a spoiled little shit, but I love yeah. her and she's going to be your problem.
I just got to say, how do you expect someone to be financially sound and have these financial expectations when they're buying first class tickets on planes to vacations? How do you save money by doing that? You can't.
You have to have
a lot of money. That's a lose-lose situation for this guy.
Not if you have a lot of money.
Well, yeah, but I mean, he's just he just quit his insurance job or whatever. Like,
no, he has the insurance job. He can go back to it, he said.
But even then, even with a job in insurance, let's say he's in sales for insurance, that's not enough to fucking afford 4 trips a year first class to places, to like overseas to France.
Well, that's are expensive. A couple things about the finances, Ben, that I want to yeah. talk about. So he asks Izzy where he sees himself in 5 to 10 years. Izzy says with his new job, it's what you put into it, and financially sky's the limit.
So he works on commission. He essentially, what he's saying is he works on commission.
He can earn unlimited money in this insurance yeah. job. It's like Wolf of Wall Street.
Billions.
Unlimited money. He could be a billionaire in 2 years.
Yep, he's selling penny stocks is what he's
doing. Is it just me or is... I mean, he's probably just been like, I'm going to be an influencer, you know, in about 5 days, and I'm not even going to have to go back to that insurance job.
Yeah. That is what he should say.
I mean, he basically should say that in private, because this insurance job, the way he is describing it, does it sound like a scam?
It just sounds like, to me, he works on commission.
But that's what
It sounds to me like he's
okay. Not a scam, but sky's the limit is a weird expression to me.
He's just, it's a very complex way of saying he works on commission and sales. That's really what I think it is.
But that's not like unlimited wealth.
No, but he's hyperbolizing for this family who,
yes,
you know, all are covered in diamonds and rubies.
Yes. So he's scamming the family.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what I meant. He's scamming the family.
Live, laugh, love. You know, that's what I say.
Yes, I correct myself. He's scamming the family. Stacy's dad also says, I don't want to focus on the money. You mean like you have been this whole time. But if you fail to replace that HVAC, I'm going to have to pay for that $20,000 HVAC. I'd be like, oh, so you have the money to pay for this
yeah,
HVAC?
Then pay
why,
for
why
it,
don't, why would I pay for it?
Can you also pay for the first class tickets?
Yeah, I'm like, can you just pay for everything?
Please?
You mean I get to be old money now? Bro, do me a solid. Pay for the HVAC if it breaks down.
Oh. It's not looking good for this couple. I just gotta say. Even if they do get married at the altar, which you can hear my predictions on that on our Patreon, patreon.com/realityalert. Even if they do, I think they might be divorced within a year.
Here's what I have to say. Izzy needs to get rid of the plasticware. He needs to get rid of the quote unquote lost and found, and he needs to have been born rich. So that's what I have to say about it, Ben.
Yes. Yeah, he does. Yeah. He needs to be born into generational wealth. And he's failed already.
Yeah. Come on, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, we get to the rooftop party.
What's going on?
Come on, fuckers. What's going on? We get Renee here. Miriam. Maris is there. Fish guy Carter shows up. Carter wants to know what happened with JP and Taylor. He says she didn't give it a chance. She just got fed up with him being quiet. Carter says if he is a daughter, she wants him to marry a guy just like JP.
That's Captain America to me.
Yeah, just like JP.
Yeah, exactly like JP.
Yeah, I think we all do. I mean, I want to marry JP. I want to go a minute to win it with JP.
I want to go on minute to win it. That's what it's all about. We could be wearing our American flag suits on minute to win it together.
Yeah. Johnny shows up.
Johnny's such a joke.
Such a joke.
What a fucking joke.
Stacy says that her and Johnny were so friendly in the lounge and she had empathy for Johnny, but then she found out that Johnny was shit talking her to everyone. Now, this is true. Stacy, from what we saw, didn't say bad shit about Johnny.
She never did. She just
stayed in her own lane. She didn't talk about Izzy until basically she was the only person with Izzy. And then she just celebrated and she got engaged. And she didn't even talk about Johnny with Izzy. She said, I want to stay out of it. And then but Izzy,
it was really boring.
Yeah. But Johnny was shit talking Stacy, talking about how like she's his Chris and all this stuff to other people. Yeah. So I think it finally got back to Stacy.
Yeah.
So I think that it was definitely Izzy was being really shitty in this scene, but I think Stacy talking shit about Johnny, fair game. She was talking shit about you. You know, you want to shit in those cookies? She was totally shitty towards you.
For sure. That's how much time, by the way, do we think has passed since the pods and this particular scene on the roof?
Me, at max a week.
1 week total.
At maximum.
And
because they were in Mexico.
They were in Mexico. So are we thinking 3, maybe a month?
No, definitely not a month, because there's only like, because they get married within like a month.
So maybe 2.5 weeks, let's say.
Maybe.
So during this time, Chris Fox and Johnny have established this beautiful relationship, this long-lasting, very solid relationship, right?
That's how it works on the show.
That's what we're to think during this.
But that's how it works on the show.
No, I know.
Are you surprised?
No. I'm surprised more on Chris's end than I am on Johnny's end.
Eh.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a lot different to date someone.
It's
also a lot different to date someone than to get engaged to them.
That's true.
Do that, you know, right here he's,
but even still he had the inclination, he had the feeling of I'm going to be made a fool of if I continue on with this, and then he continued on with it.
Yeah, but he probably just talked to her more and they actually had time like off camera to kind of suss like what's going on, and then he figured it out.
Yeah,
like they were smart, they figured out the whole thing off camera somehow, which you fucked up, producers. Now they should have people at the airport.
Yeah, they should. They should just put cameras in all of their homes.
Yeah, and they should have GoPros 24/7. On them too. Contractually, yeah. Make them wear body cameras.
Yes. Well, and that's a good thing too, because then we know they're not committing any crimes.
So. Yes, it's very important.
Yeah, Lydia specifically.
Yeah, so their boyfriend and girlfriend, apparently Johnny's mom says he's the best person she's dated. But isn't that a really low bar? Like, does that mean anything?
Yeah. I don't think it does.
No. Apparently she was taking a nap and he came up and squeezed her hand. He knew. They knew.
Oh,
so sweet. They're probably wearing name tags. Johnny and Stacy. Johnny and Izzy, sorry.
Yes.
Izzy says, I heard sketchy things about you. Pretty much you told both of us the same things. You told different guys the same things you told me. And he brings up how she told Chris opposite things. And we get a flashback to her talking to Chris, but not talking to Izzy. We know this whole rigmarole. I don't think she was being that deceitful. She wasn't manipulating. It didn't really feel like that to me.
And furthermore, if you're so secure in your relationship, just move on gracefully and leave it in the past. You know,
he was
like Barnett was pretty good about dealing with Messica in season one when she would come and have her talks with Barnett after the whole Mexico thing and all of that. And you know, Barnett would listen to her, and he wouldn't like be coming after her in a really aggressive way, like the way Izzy was in this particular instance.
Yeah, I mean, he feels like he's defending Stacy because she talks.
Instead, he's just
her.
Kind of being mean a little. You know,
he's being really mean. He's being super really condescending. He's like telling her she's. It's like if you're secure in a relationship, leave her alone. He says she's sketchy as fuck, but he says he's not bashing her, and it's not because of our connection, but because of everything.
He
I've
literally
heard.
Said nobody likes you. Like, that's yeah. pretty. But I don't know. That's not too nice.
He should listen to Johnny though.
I'm not sketchy as fuck.
I'm not sketchy as fuck. Okay, she's not sketchy as fuck,
bro.
Bro, she's not sketchy as fuck.
You know what is sketchy as fuck? Having a trophy box in your bathroom. I do love how Izzy calls her sketchy as fuck like 15 times and then runs to Stacy and is like, she called me sketchy.
Yeah, Stacy's like, why are you shaking up? He's like, I don't like being annoyed and being called sketchy as fuck.
It did look like he was literally shaking at
time. He was. He's like, why are you shaking? He's like, oh, she's like, are you feeling insecure in us? And he's like, no. Stacy says, don't compare me to the mess. He's like, I'm not comparing the two of you in my head right now, wondering if I chose the wrong person after seeing her in person. I don't want more collections for my lost and found.
He definitely was rattled in a big way.
Oh, yeah. He wasn't rattled by putting a face to the name.
Nope.
And then Uche shows up. Lydia in confessional says, I used to have feelings for this person. Okay.
Who?
You used to. I don't know about that.
Sure, Jan.
When Uche asks Lydia if she wants to chat, she says, not really. But
because she knows what's coming.
Uche says he has to get to the bottom of this. We have Uche's a gumshoe now. He's Uche. He's putting the detective light on her. He's interrogating her.
And it's sad that he's just now putting it all together. He should have had it a lot sooner.
I know.
He's not the best gumshoe, but he's finally about to crack the case.
He basically says he used to like how much of a stalker she was. Like, she would secretly find out his favorite color, then put on the dress. You know, he used to like that stuff.
When he was saying all that stuff, I was like, this is stalker's tendencies.
It used to be really hot how much of a stalker you were. But then when you started like killing my rabbit and stuff like that, that got scary. He brings it up. He brings up their first argument ever when she lied something about. And then apparently she was going through his things and she claims that she just opened a drawer. She wasn't going through his things.
As you
then.
Do.
Yes.
You know, when I go, I can't help myself when I go into a furniture store. I'm opening up cabinets and drawers everywhere I go. You know, I love drawers. I just love opening them.
I don't go through my girlfriend's texts. I just open them and read them. It's different. Okay.
And then I write all of them down on paper.
Yes.
So that I have a backup copy.
Lydia says we aren't supposed to be together and walks away, but apparently she comes back. Milton gets called over to the situation. Luckily, he tells us where he was.
I was taking a piss in the urinal.
Oh, okay. Good to know it was in the urinal, not in a toilet or in a bush.
It felt like he was at first going to try to say something else, and then he just decided halfway through. He's like, no, I'll just say it. Well, I was going to take a piss.
I was taking a piss in the urinal.
I had diarrhea in the urinal because I couldn't reach the toilet.
I found Milton so boring in the pods, but he has been such a delight these past three episodes.
Best.
Hilarious. I get the
I
casting.
I hope he doesn't
so
marry
funny.
Lydia because I want him on Perfect Match.
Oh my God.
So bad. Oh my God. God. And put his roommate on there too.
Yes, we need Josh
please.
Back.
Oh.
And then OJ is like, can we have a chat? And Milton does the whole, like, we'll have plans in 10 minutes, so we need to go. And then he's like, no, I'll stay. I'll let Uche reveal more things about me for some reason.
Yeah. So Uche because she just wants to keep looking at her beautiful.
Yes, that's true. She's hoping somehow it'll switch at some point. We'll start making out.
It was weird how, as he was explaining all the stalking to her, she kept going, I love you.
Yeah, she kept leaning in.
Yeah, she kept going in for the kiss.
This is where she does the algorithm thing after Instagram thing. That was great. She says the house thing that she was just passing by. We were having a conversation.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's like, it was 2 a.m. Lydia says, do you want me to reveal the sexting thing? And then in confessional says he slept with a girl while they were dating.
Wow. So he's a recent cheater.
He's a recent cheater.
Now, I will say Uche did an AMA, which you can see on our Patreon, patreon.com/realityalert. We're going to be talking all about it. And he is asked, did you actually cheat?
And he said are we going to say what he said?
Yeah, let's do it.
We'll just say this part. He said they weren't actually like in a relationship, which I fully believe.
They were just boning. That's all.
Or they were like dating, but not in a relationship. They were seeing each other.
Right. Yeah. They never called themselves boyfriends, girlfriends.
He said she was seeing other people too, but who knows?
Yeah.
She was probably stalking other people, but does that count? Was she most seriously stalking Uche at the time?
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Lydia Jr. storms out. She's out.
Lydia Jr.
And she tells Uche he needs to get his personality checked. I think that's really the pot calling the kettle black on that one.
Yeah.
I think they both could could use some introspection here.
Yeah. You know, he needs a personality check. She needs a straitjacket. You know, they both need lots of different things. I feel bad for Milton being caught up in the middle of all this, but it is also hilarious.
Hey, he knew what he was getting himself into.
Excuse me, we have a Pokemon tournament in 10 minutes. 10 minutes. I will not miss this. Maybe I'll be leaving without you if you are not ready.
Yeah, Uche pulls him aside and he's like, dude, I really gotta go. Really? Can you just give me the cliff notes? Let me guess, Lydia's crazy. She's a stalker. I know. I'm not stupid. I graduated high school early. I graduated college early. I make 6 figures. I'm getting married young. I'm smart. Okay. She's crazy.
I'm
whatever.
I'm going to be banned from my Discord if I don't go.
Dude, as as you know, the sex is bomb. I don't care. Thank you.
As you know. There's a part of me that wants to burn it all down. There's a part of me that wants to see us all drown.
Last
part at the end there?
Well, that was Milton.
Oh, I was taking a piss in the urinal.
He was taking a piss in the urinal. Now, who wants to burn it all down and see someone's soul drown? Was that Lydia? That's probably Lydia. She wants to burn
off. Well, yeah. She wants her to, and Paul.
But
and
does
Paul.
She want Uche's soul to drown? Conflicting feelings, probably both.
Yeah. Somehow she'd still figure a way to stalk his ghost.
Yes.
Yes.
Marry it. Well, this was a fun little recap we had going on here. This is an action-packed episode.
It sounds like we're going to have a Milton Uche conversation to start the next episode, which I'm excited about.
Yes.
That should be interesting. And Milton, like you said, Milton's just going to say all those same things. Look, the sex, man.
Sex, dude. Unreal. She calls me Squirtle in bed. We're all good. We're all good, dude.
The other day, I was taking a shit in my bathroom, didn't even grab for the penthouse. That's how good life is right now.
All we do is kiss.
Oh man, Milton, what a gem. Well, this has been a fun week. We'll see the rest of you on the Patreon. Make sure to subscribe to us at youtube.com/realityalert. Leave us those 5-star reviews on Apple and Spotify. Follow us on Twitter at realityalert_. Follow us on Instagram at realityalertpodcast. We have the dank memes on there. Everybody loves them. And otherwise, we'll see everybody this weekend with some more recaps.
Bye.
Bye.
It's the place you go when you finish your show. We're your two best friends. Our names are Max and Ben. We're self-proclaimed television experts. It's Reality Alert.
I'm not sketchy as fuck.